The Senate has just given final congressional approval to a bill that will save jobs and keep student loan rates from doubling. CBS's Sam Litzinger is live with the details.
Pam, it's a huge bill headed to President Obama. It overhauls highway and transit programs, saves millions of jobs, caps college loan rates, and members of Congress also seem happy they actually got something done in this era of gridlock. But Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says it was sealed off to the last minute.
This isn't the way we should operate. The American people want to all of a sudden say, oh, the government's cut down if we don't do something in 3 days. Well, what were they doing for the previous 3 months? What's going on up here?
But many members say they're pleased they could actually reach a bipartisan agreement that will help millions of Americans, Pam.
President Obama's arrived in Colorado Springs, where he's touring a fire-damaged neighborhood and thanking responders for their efforts in battling the fire that's killed one person and burned more than 300 homes. One of those greeting the president today, Incident Commander Rich Harvey.
So the focus for today is to hold what we got, improve the lines that we have in place, use aerial assets as necessary to support the troops on the ground.
The fire is about 15% contained. Egypt's incoming president addressed a big crowd in Tahrir Square today. Reporter Edward Uranian was there.
President-elect Morsi thanked everyone gathered in Cairo's Tahrir Square for their sacrifices, saying that they were the ones that made possible the revolution against former President Hosni Mubarak and that they were the source of his power and legitimacy.
Morsi will officially be sworn in tomorrow. Neighborhood watch shooter George Zimmerman will remain in jail at least through the weekend while a Florida judge considers his latest bond request. Defense attorney Mark O'Mara.
I'm presuming the judge is going to spend some time over this weekend. I hope he will. We gave him about 8 or 10 hours worth of evidence he has to review, and he's got to review it.
Prosecutors want Zimmerman to stay in jail for misleading the court about his finances. From jumping on couches to saying, I don't anymore, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are calling it quits. CBS's Steve Futterman joins us live.
Well, Pam, for 5 years, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes have been one of Hollywood's most famous married couples, in public appearances just gushing over each other.
This tremendous movie star and great actor has been taking all of us on a ride of a lifetime.
The romance first came to public light when Cruise made that memorable appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show, jumping on Oprah's couch.
Have you ever felt this way before?
Since then, they have been tabloid favorites, but now Tom and Katie are going their separate ways. Live in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Bernie Madoff's younger brother Peters pleaded guilty to forging records in the Ponzi scheme that defrauded thousands. He'll spend 10 years in prison. The Dow is surging 240 points, NASDAQ up 79. This is CBS News.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want? The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Stop by Ace this weekend through July 4th and save $10 on a canopy chair, now just $19.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or save $8 on a kid's canopy chair, now just $9.99. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating Ace stores June 29th through July 4th. Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Want to avoid diabetes? Researchers say step it up.
The latest study shows that among people with a high risk for developing the disease who get little exercise, those who walk more are less likely to have high blood sugar levels. Researchers asked 1,800 people to wear pedometers that kept track of how many steps they took each day. In time, 17% of the people who took fewer than 3,500 steps a day developed diabetes. In the group that took more than 3,500 steps, only 12% became diabetics. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
Passengers aren't the only ones frustrated by long delays sitting on the tarmac. An American Eagle flight attendant yelled at passengers and challenged them to leave the plane if they dare. Flight 4607 was delayed at New York's LaGuardia Airport for 5 hours by weather. Flight attendant Jose Serrano was removed from the plane. No arrests were made. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Katie Holmes is divorcing Tom Cruise. I told you first. She's tired of the dude.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
In a recent interview, he was talking about how he loved her to death and everything, and apparently feeling wasn't mutual. So that's a true story, what I'm telling you.
All right, that's not the big news, though. The big news is, well, have you heard anything about the healthcare thing?
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Ad infinitum. And then Karen Vealy's due in here now, so we'll wait for her. But here's what's happening right now. Let me tell you, I got to share. Only a farm kid. When you're from the country, your perception is a little bit different. An Iowa farmer in his pickup drove to a neighbor's and knocked at the door. A boy about 9 opened the door. Is your dad home? No, sir, he isn't. He went to town. Well, is your mother here? No, sir, she went to town with dad. Well, how about your brother Howard? Is he here? No, sir, he went with mom and dad. The rancher stood there for a few minutes, shifting from one foot to the other and mumbling to himself. Is there anything I can do for you? The young guy asked. I know where all the tools are. If you want to borrow one, I can give dad a message. Well, said the rancher uncomfortably, I really want to talk to your dad. It's about your brother Howard getting my daughter Susie pregnant. The boy thought for a moment. He said, well, you'd have to talk to dad about that. I know he charges $500 for the bull and $50 for the hog, but I don't know how much he charges for Howard.
Your business will work better when you work with Coastal Computers. Coastal Computers is here for small business. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes your successful, user-friendly, and painless operation. Really, computer networking where the tail doesn't wag the dog. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. And they're worth a call. 543-9047. 543-9047. Coastal Computers. Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. People in the business of letting you get on with your business. Call 543-9047 for Coastal Computers.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osus in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and at Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
All right, Mo Barbecue, please. Well, we're going to have to punt here because Karen isn't here. So here, let's do this. So we'll do our highlight in history and whatnot. Our highlight in history on June 29th in 1972, the U.S. Supreme Court in Furman versus Georgia, Jackson versus Georgia, and Branch versus Texas struck down a trio of death sentences, saying that the way they had been imposed constituted cruel and unusual punishment. The ruling prompted states to effectively impose a moratorium on executions until their capital punishment laws could be revised.
And now it looks like we're going to go that way again. In this date, in 1613, the original Globe Theater in London was destroyed by fire. In 1956, actress Marilyn Monroe married playwright Arthur Miller in a civil ceremony in White Plains, New York. The marriage lasted less than 5 years. About the same as Tom Cruise. In 1970, the United States ended a two-month military offensive into Cambodia, and that led to just hell and damnation. 10 years ago, President George W. Bush transferred his presidential powers to Vice President Dick Cheney for more than 2 hours during a routine colon screening. Birthdays, actor Gary Busey is 68, actress Sharon Lawrence is 51, actress Amanda Donahoe is 50, producer-writer Matthew Weiner is 47, rap DJ Shadow is 40, and singer Nicole Scherzinger, Nicole is 34 today. I don't know who she is. Happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to you. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Well, you know what we could do here, because we got the Dodgers and the Mets playing right now, and they'll be playing. Is that right? Yeah, Dodgers and Mets. And so they'll be playing at 6:30 tonight. So I thought maybe what we could do is take me out to the ball game, just, you know, for the grins. Just for the grins. I'm ready. It's not. Okay. I'm ready. I'm gonna beg for a new computer. I'm gonna beg. I'm not a begging kind of guy, but you know, I've come to the point that it has to happen. But this thing's doing nothing. Yeah, go on. You gonna play 2 seconds of it, are you? Go on. What is that? Wait, you don't wanna play that. What are you doing? What are you doing? Please help me. Help me, God. What's going on? That means that Karen Vealey's here, and we got CalcoastNews.com Week in Review, and here's Karen, her own self right here. Hi, Karen. How are you, kiddo? Oh, wait, I got to put your microphone on, otherwise
I like your
happen.
Shirt.
Elephants.
Yeah.
My wife used to be very fond of elephants, so she bought me that. So.
This is going to sound odd. I know an artist in town who just did a painting of elephants for someone's house, and it's very similar to your shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been copyrighted. I've been swiped. Although this isn't my copyright. This is my shirt. Anyway, that's funny. We have lots to talk about this week, and now let me tell you the big news today. And I have to admit, I came as a super surprise. The Supreme Court decided as of yesterday that there's no such thing as stolen valor.
Yes,
it's freedom of speech. Now, ask any veteran in the whole wide world whether they want to throw up over that thought, and they will say yes, and I already have. But, you know, that's the way it's going to be. So that's what the Supreme Court decided, that it's freedom of speech.
You know, I see it as two ways. I do see it. I can imagine a man with mental illness saying, oh, I have these medals, and I do not think that should be a felony. I think those that... that there should be, especially when people say it on the job or for different things, there should be some accountability. But a felony across the board, I find that to be very strange.
Well, here's the question that really, to me, is, I don't know that it should be a felony. I don't know it should have been a felony to begin with to do such a thing. But the fact of the matter is, though, is that it would seem that military honors are the purview of the military, and therefore they should be held in a certain regard. And I would think that the court would see it as being held in a certain regard. But they don't. They say, you know, anybody can say whatever the heck they want to say. And it's just kind of weird, you know, that it's not the same as yelling fire in a crowded theater, but it's still very, very strange. It's offensive to so many people. I guess it doesn't matter if it's offensive.
It is offensive, and I think part of the reason it might have been thrown down was because of that it was a felony.
Yeah, I think so too.
It was way too rigid and
right. I think that's the problem. But anyway, so that's so our friend Randall Reed. It's all up in smoke now. Anyway, all that stuff. So that's the way that is.
Yeah.
You know, there you go. Okay, so fine, we got that out of the way. And of course, there was a medical care package that was passed too, from what I've heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I would like to stop hearing about it. But now we're going to hear about the election, you know.
Oh, I know what you mean, Obama. I'm sorry. I thought you meant something for veterans.
No,
I'm sorry.
No. I thought you were playing along with me. I didn't know. All right. Anyway. So we got that. And then we're going to get to some local stuff here because we got stuff. And there was something that came up today. I want you to start where you want to start, though. Go ahead and where do you think the right place?
Well, let's
to start
talk about the Kelly Gearhart.
Let's
because
talk about
there's
Kelly
a
Gearhart.
Lot of there's a lot of people involved in. The issues with Kelly Gearhart, and I'll give a quick synopsis. Kelly Gearhart was a developer in North County who, along with a wide group of people, was able to defraud over 1,200 seniors in our community, and I think it's around $120 million that they did in a Ponzi scheme. So what they'd do is they'd get people to invest in a project, and they would say it was subdivided. They would they had people from a title company working. Things were filed incorrectly. Then they were said they were paid off even though the loans weren't. Then they'd put a whole other loan on top of it with all new investors. Sometimes they had $25 million on properties worth $4 million. So people aren't going to get their properties back. He left town when the FBI and others started investigating. He's in Ohio and filed bankruptcy. Meanwhile, he has a lot of properties in this area that he hasn't paid taxes on for over 5 years. And he's over $500,000 in property taxes right now, almost $600,000 in penalties. So while the bankruptcy court is attempting to go through his properties and reach an agreement and pay off creditors and people that he ripped off and the taxes, the local tax collector files a statement that he is going to be selling these properties on the 1st, some of the properties starting the 1st of this month, as a tax collector. So, around the 1st of the month. So, the bankruptcy court said no. You know, they filed a motion with the court in Ohio and sent a letter saying, you know, what you're doing is going to just get the tax money. We're going after getting you the tax money and creditors' money. So they're attempting to stop him from doing this.
Here's the thing. He lists assets He lists assets at $6.5 million. He has his own personal debt without the Ponzi business, that which is $100 million.
Yes.
His own personal debt is $45 million. $45.1 million in estimated debts.
How do you spend like that?
I don't know. I don't know what you do. I would like to try to be like that, just see what kind of trouble I get myself into. But, no, they let's say you run out of Ponzi money, you know, and so when he went to Ohio, maybe quit Ponzi-ing, and then he did bad investments or moved things around funny. I don't know. That's probably how he did it, though. But anyway, so the we were told long ago, I think, we suspected that the FBI or somebody, the federales, were looking at this whole thing, but is that still going on?
That's absolute. And here's how we know this. We know it for two reasons. There was a seizure warrant into assets of Jay Miller, who was the lender that Kelly was working with.
Right.
And in that seizure warrant, it said that this was an organized crime ring and named a number of things that they were doing wrong. In an information, which is like an indictment but without an arrest, against Jay Miller, which said he was facing 50 or 80 years at the time if he didn't agree to a plea agreement, it named KG regularly throughout the indictment as being involved in the fraud. And again, this was Jay Miller was facing 80 years in jail and agreed to a plea agreement that included allegedly included testimony. I've seen some reports. I haven't seen the plea agreement that he would continue to testify for the defense, you know, for prosecutors, not defenders.
But is this why he's not in jail at the moment? Is it because of that?
Okay. This is a federal and local law agencies are very, very different. Federal generally likes to have the entire investigation done before anyone is in jail. So with Jay Miller, he agreed to the plea agreement in August, was supposed to be sentenced in March. It was extended to the end of June, and it's now been extended to October, which generally means, and I don't know in this case, but that generally means that the investigation is still ongoing. They generally like to arrest everyone at the same time and put everyone in jail around the same time.
Well, now, but Miller hasn't testified yet, right?
No, there hasn't been. He's the only one that's actually been charged.
Well, but he. Oh, I see. So what would happen is then. I see what I'm saying.
And I did see some paperwork that he testified in front of a grand jury, which is supposed to be private, but I was able to get my hands on something that said that he had testified against others in front of a grand jury, but he was looking for less time in jail if he agreed to. He wanted less time in jail and a whole bunch of perks. I was able to get hold of a number of things, and it was kind of interesting. It even went into, can I bring my own T-shirts and tennis shoes?
For some reason, it hasn't dawned on this man that ripping off $100 million worth of money is like something you don't do or something. I don't know what's going on with the guy's brain.
And Lompoc Prison Camp is not a camp where you can bring your own underwear with your name in the back.
I hear it's close, though.
And that's the other thing. He's wanting prison camp and not prison.
Club Fed, they call it.
And he was trying to get the camp, because there's three different sections over at Lompoc, and he was wanting the least restrictive.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, that you have white-collar crime and white-collar criminals. You know, they tend to end up in places like Lompoc, federal prisons, as opposed to, because if the feds bring the charges, it's going to be a federal prison no matter what. But, you know, there's another federal prison called Leavenworth, and that would be really ugly to end up in, but nobody seems to go there that does these terrible things, so I'm not quite sure I understand that. All right, let's talk about, this is a strange tale. Yo, go ahead.
Oh, one quick thing, and I don't know if anyone has information on this. There is going to be a fundraiser for Abel Maldonado at the Lido Hotel at Dolphin Bay today. I've had several emails from people with CAPS and other groups saying that Arnold Schwarzenegger is the surprise guest that will be speaking tonight. If anyone actually knows that, shoot us an email.
Yeah, let us know.
Veely at Cal Coast News or what is the email here?
I have the faintest idea. It's bbenica at radiocentralcoast.com. Or call and just tell Katie when she answers. Just call, because I'm dealing with my phone thing still. Call and tell Katie that and say yes, that he's going to be there tonight. All right.
Now we can switch to the other.
Here's the thing. I'm not sure, though, but, you know, here's the thing with the – is Arnold Schwarzenegger a positive? No, I'm serious.
I asked a couple of people if they'd heard about this, and that was the exact – not exact wording, but that was the comment that came out was, do you think that's good for him?
Really?
I was calling people that I know that are conservatives. Have you been told that this is who's going to be there tonight?
If someone said to me, how would you summarize Schwarzenegger's stint as governor, I would say it was a failed governorship. You know, everything went bad. There's nothing that came out of the Sacramento during the time that he was governor was positive in any way for the state. So, I don't see how he can help Abel Maldonado, but okay. Maybe now he's back doing movies. Maybe people just see him as a movie star again. They forget that he was the governor. I mean, now you have here's this crazy thing going on with the Selenian tribes, they're burying people up on top of more rock, and are reburying them or something. And so they find bones. And here's the issue: the bones weren't identified by whatever council it is that has to say, okay, those are Indian bones. But anyway, but this one guy was reburying bones up there. So now it's apparently a big deal.
And, you know, let me go back to kind of what is going on with it. There's several tribes here. You have the San Ynez Band of the Chumash. You have the Northern California Band of the Chumash. You have the Selenian Indians. Now, the Selenian Indians are also broken into several tribes, and primarily about some of the things that have been going on. There's some ties to Kelly Gearhart and some of the fraud with Kelly Gearhart. Meanwhile, Morrill Rock... The Chumash claim that the Selenians weren't even here, and it should only be their sacred area. And they claim it's both of their sacred rock. And in the old, in their tradition, they weren't allowed to go on the rock. It was a sacred spot that they would go at the base, and they would celebrate solstice twice a year. Well, the Selenian Indians requested a contract between the Heritage Foundation, which is a state agency for Indian burials and some Indian issues, and state parks and themselves to allow them on the rocks just during solstice and just to go up with rules they can't take pictures, different things. It was agreed to with the Chumash saying, we're absolutely against this. Meanwhile, several members of the Selenian tribe began to come to me and say, we're not following the rules, we're not following the traditions. People are going up on the rock when they're not supposed to, and they're finding bodies and taking them up there. People call and say, I think I have an Indian body in my backyard or whatever. The rule is the coroner has to get involved. This is it's a felony to pick up body, remains and not go through the proper procedures. The coroner is supposed to look at the remains, do testing to determine how old they are. Is this recent? Is this Caucasian? If it is Indian, can they try to figure out what tribe it went to? Then they have to report it to the Heritage Foundation that gets hold of that tribe and says a reburial. Now, tradition says no one is supposed to know about reburials. Well, recently some skulls came back from Europe, and they were Chumash skulls, and the Selenians, John Birch of the Selenian tribe, made a pretty big issue inviting the media for a reburial at Camp Roberts. And the Chumash were very angry. They said, we weren't notified. The remains of our ancestors, not them, and you don't make it public. Repatriation is supposed to be private. Meanwhile, I keep hearing that there's these bodies up here, but I can't get any proof that there's been bodies put up on Morrill Rock. And one of the reasons that this has an issue, if there's six bodies up there, Morrill Rock is going to be deemed most likely a cemetery and will be deemed a cemetery and have different rules as a cemetery. So there is also some concerns with state parks that this could happen. But when I first started calling around, people from the Heritage Foundation said, oh, we'd heard a little bit, but no one really knows. State parks said they hadn't heard anything. And but then someone, I was told they took a priest up there to bless them, and I talked to several Indians that said they were around when they did the reburials. And the priest immediately said, Father Larry from San Miguel Mission, oh, yeah, I went up there and blessed the remains. Several of the Indians here that knew about the burial said, we were told the coroner and state parks approved it. Meanwhile, I received several emails that showed the state was absolutely aware of this. And they had confirmed the bodies were up there. The remains were up there. I found it, and this is one of the people I was talking to that said, we haven't determined yet. I see an email a month before where he confirms it. Meanwhile, I write my story, and members of the Chumash Indians, their attorney calls me, and says, we've been aware of this for a while, and sends me five letters they have sent to state agencies saying, you need to fix this. They're putting bodies up there that haven't been properly checked out. well, you need to get them not to be allowed on the rock anymore, and you need to reject the memorandum of agreement. So there have been a lot of people aware this has been going on for some time. At this point, I was told by State Parks that along with the coroner's office, they are doing an investigation trying to find out what has happened. I also then received a letter that was sent to the tribe a month or two ago from another tribal member that claims that John Birch had been in legal trouble in the 90s for having a bunch of remains stored in his basement. And he had charges back then. Now, I don't know if this is true, but the tribe is aware of it. According to the documents I've been given, he was taken out of the tribe for a short time and allowed to come back in, but told to stay away from remains.
Here's what I'm thinking. On Solstice, if John Birch, which is B-U-R-C-H, by the way, if John Birch shows up at Solstice, he cannot have a backpack and go up the mountain. You know, because, I mean, you got to get that stuff up there somehow. Anyway, that's really weird. What about the Peregrine Falcons? Isn't there any issue with that?
The Chumash are claiming that's a felony, that there are laws against. There was a nest, I was told, within 6 feet of the trail, a nest going, and it's illegal to go near one. And they had also sent a letter to State Park saying, this is a felony. You cannot let them climb the mountain this year. That nest is right near the trail they're walking up.
Okay, but every, you know, you say things and then they hit me late, you know what I mean, because I'm slow. And so here's what I got to ask you. What, they have to agree not to take pictures of what?
They aren't allowed to, because it's supposed to be a traditional like type of religious ceremony.
Yeah.
One of the agreements was that they can't take pictures up while they're on the rock. The other tribes didn't want them up there. This is supposed to be a...
They can't take pictures of the ceremony? They can't just take pictures of the Morro Bay?
They're not even supposed to be able to take cameras up there.
Oh, okay.
And at this last one, somebody was taking pictures off the rock and posted them on Facebook.
I'd like to see. I've always wondered what it would look like up there on a rock. You know what I mean? But I, you know, nobody gets to
go
do that because of the Falcons. Okay, fine. All right, so that's what's going on with that. So anyway, that's a strange tale. Have they asked John Birch directly? Have they said, have you been dragging people up there?
Well, according to some emails I've seen, he has admitted to it. But when I asked John Birch, he completely denied it and said it was just a story people were telling.
Really?
Yes. But again, I've seen emails from... this is such a... after it started getting more public, and again, there's a number of felonies. You can't just bury a body where you want. You can't even take ashes onto a state park and pour them out without going through a lengthy process of approval, rather than a body that hasn't been determined where it came from the coroner's office. I mean, what if this wasn't an Indian remain? What if this is something that was nefarious?
Maybe.
We do have missing people in the county.
That's true. That's true. And John Birch is just out collecting people. So that's kind of an interesting pastime right there. All right.
Well, I think it would be kind of strange to have a body in your backpack climbing up a hill.
It would.
Yeah, everybody told me these are just bones.
I'd put the sandwiches in a different bag. We're going to take a break and come back.
Don't let someone throw you a curveball when choosing who to see for hearing help. There are plenty of dispensers and strange devices out there. Dr. Karen Scott, Doctor of Audiology, has the years of experience, education, and can help you with the best decisions for you, your children, grandpa and grandma, and all those betwixt and between. With Dr. Karen's lineup of professionals, your experience with them will be a bases loaded out of the park home run. Dr. Karen Scott, the LA Dodgers and KYNS. What a fantastic lineup. Dr. Karen Scott's office is in the 3-story glass Walther building next to the DMV on South Higuera. Come in soon.
No, Lenny, no.
Hi, this is Michael Morin from Morin Brothers Automotive. Lenny saw the ball in the air and was going to try to catch it. But a 5-pound dog shouldn't try for a homer into the bleachers. At Morin Brothers, we try to knock it into the bleachers every time you bring your car in for service. That's right, Lenny. Whether it's a simple oil change, a complete service, or one of our fantastic detail services, at Morin Brothers, we knock it out of the park every time.
One at a lot of things. Surfing. Wine. We're the state with the most millionaires. The most nonconformists. The most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
For 3 decades now, slow roasted coffee has been waking up the Central Coast. Most of you already know that your local grocery stores carry slow-roasted coffee, but I'll bet you didn't know that you can now shop directly at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos.
That's right. Walk in the door and you might smell the beans a-roastin'. When you shop at Slow Roasted Coffee, you'll find an expanded variety of coffee choices. And when you buy a 10-pound bag of your favorite coffee blend, you'll save an additional 10%. One more good thing, you'll receive 2 free samples with your order. So come on by and see for yourself where Slow Roasted Coffee comes from. You can shop weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just give them a call in advance, please. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. And they'll have your order waiting for you. Find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Slow Roasted Coffee, a tradition that tastes great.
Karen Vealy, Bill Benica back with CalcoastNews.com for this week, last week of June. It just went 5 weeks. We had 5 weeks in June. We had 5 Fridays in June. Anyway, it went fast. This was an interesting thing, that whole Indian story. That was very strange. Okay, here's one of the things we should follow up on, and that is Lisa Solomon's charges that she levied against a police officer turned out to be unfounded, and that's how is that whole thing advancing? Is it the court thing with them?
Well, the New Times wrote the issue about it being unfounded. They've never covered the fact that many of the officers say that this was Lisa's retaliatory way that she acted. Happened was she went after Bromby. A number of officers told me that she has threatened, you do this or we're going to find some, or why she's going after them. She threatens them with legal action, generally for 2 things, either for looking up someone they should not have or for a strong arming, you know, what she calls aggressive behavior towards someone. And for example, I've talked to some of the sergeants that were on the desk when these officers were out there. They said, no. You know, this was appropriate behavior, but Lisa's having this tape, and she actually has us look over tapes of people that she's upset with, trying to find some reason to go after them. Most of the time when she went to the DA's office, the DA has said, no, I'm not going to prosecute this person. I am not going to go after this. And these were all either officers or dispatchers.
Now, here's a I'm ignorant again of something here, and I'm trying to sit here and say, Bill, don't be ignorant. You can guess what they use it for, but I can't. What information would they, if they were trying to look at a DMV record, is that what they were looking at? They weren't supposed to, she said?
Yes, and I have been told that this has been done a lot. Well, I was told one officer looked up his son's. Somebody else looked up a girlfriend. One of the dispatchers looked up her ex-husband. And I've been told that they do, that, you know, that it's been done in there a lot, probably more than it's not legal to do. It's not legal to look somebody up. Well, the one dispatcher was making a few mistakes. That was Delina, and she was making mistakes at work, and so Solomon turned her into the district attorney's office, and they went after her for several misdemeanors. I think Funky Blue was able to get her off and was actually going to, or no, maybe she did get in some trouble, but not just reduced down to a warning or something like that. And then she, he had wanted her to sue back, you know, sue for the treatment. But at the time, she had a brain tumor that ended up in her being partially blind and a major, major issue going on medically. And she did tell me, yes, I wasn't as good as work as I usually was. I was having trouble. And I think, I don't remember if she looked up her son or somebody during this time. But again, it was when there was someone that she had issues with, she would often look for some way to try to get them criminally, according to numerous officers and employees.
You're talking about Lisa Solomon.
Lisa Solomon.
Right.
So Bromby, she had tried to get Bromby on something first, and the DA rejected it. I think there was something, he had a girlfriend that had a relative or someone they were, you know, a senior that they had some business with, and they had broken into a house that the person had died, got some out or something. And it ended up that the person was either a caretaker or something, not a caretaker, a, you know, how you are. But anyway, they weren't able to get the charges on that. And then shortly after that, when she couldn't get him to go after the DA and that one, they changed it to looking up someone's issues on the internet or on the DMV records. And I guess there was instructions given to the jury that the prosecutor says, I don't think I can win the case. And in Slo County, they have one of the best prosecutorial conviction rates in the entire state, which I've talked to DAs down in San Diego and in L.A. who said that's actually a sign that you're not doing your job and you only take cases you think you're going to win. So it's actually, in the public, it may, oh, we have the best record. But in their own circles, it shows bad practices.
You know, it's weird to me because if you, I mean, a cop doing his job, you know, has them check for warrants, you know, and anybody he stops, he has them check to make sure that they have nothing out against them, and so that's kind of weird to me that, you know, if they do something, they happen to know somebody. But in a town this size, you could pull people over that you know anyway.
And do you know DMV records were open documents until, what, 15, 20 years ago or 10 years ago? That was something you and I could have looked up.
Well, what's the point?
I don't understand why they're sealed either, because criminal records aren't sealed. But, boy, DMV records, somebody can know you ran that red light. I find it kind of odd that they're sealed anyway. But several of the people that I know that looked them up were looking them up to make sure their kids hadn't done something. You know what I mean? That type of thing.
Right, right.
Well, they really shouldn't have the ability that because other people don't, and I do see that it's illegal.
Well, you know, this became an issue. When they started doing this, it became an issue with insurance companies because you could get a ticket and go to driving school. I was in driving school once, and there was a guy that he was going to driving school 3 different days for 3 different tickets. Well, the problem is then that was at that point that was legal. You know, when they first did it, when San Luis Obispo first started allowing driving school, they said you could never have been to driving school anywhere ever before. Of course, it was back before computers. How would anybody know? Anyway, so it was interesting. So they said you could only go once to a driving school. That's it. You know, one time. And then they changed that because that was found to be not constitutional or some dang thing.
Yeah.
So they changed that. But what was the insurance company's contention was, which is interestingly true, is they said, well, how in the world, if you can hide how many tickets you've had, you know, and we're still insuring some schmo that's getting tickets all the time, that's not really fair to us. But unfortunately, because they're sealed, the insurance companies have no more of a right to look at them than anybody else does. So it's very interesting, that whole thing. But okay, I see what they're doing. It sounds like you know, who cares? But okay, fine. You know, I mean, really, if you're a cop and you have access to this stuff anyway, it's like okay, fine.
I find it odd that instead of giving an employee a warning, and that was some of the employees' take. I had one dispatcher that told me that Solomon herself had looked up one of her son's. Background, you know, his DMV records. And she said, it's okay unless they're suddenly wanting to get you. So she's suddenly going to the DA on something that she does and is common practice in the department.
Hmm.
And that was one of the issues with several of the officers and dispatchers.
Interesting. We have, well, we should mention this because it's big news, and it was posted on calcoastnews.com just the other day, and that's, of course, the Haskell Walmart's been approved.
Yes. And boy, was that long.
5-0. What, 6 years? Was it 6 years in the making? 10 years in the making?
No, I mean that meeting.
Oh, the meeting was long. Did you go to it?
I showed up at 6. I think the thing was over after 11.
How many people would you say spoke?
I know exactly. I actually put a check in on both sides. 60 people spoke, and I think of those, 37 were in favor, and 23 were opposed.
Okay.
So, because I did, and most of those that were opposed weren't actually opposed. They didn't mind a Walmart. They wanted Walmart to pay more than the city was having Walmart pay.
Well, I can understand that. The city of Atascadero to me was sort of wing-dinging that whole thing, and they sort of got put in the barrel on that. I think they should have just stood up to Walmart and said, "Sorry, you're coughing up the dough for this traffic improvement thing." But anyhow, I don't want to bore anybody with mentioning this story again, but I will. In Arroyo Grande, when the Walmart went in Arroyo Grande,
yeah.
I went to the Walmart the day after they opened. And went to the store manager and gave my card and said, "Can you tell me how much money you made yesterday?" He said, "No, I can't tell you that." But he said, "I can tell you how many purchases were made." I said, "Okay." He said, "I'll be back." And there was like 8,200 purchases were made. Well, so here, 200 people showed up in Arroyo Grande's for that meeting. There was people all in the streets and the parking lots and everything else. It's all saying no. 200 people were saying no. And 8,000 people made a purchase the next day, or the day they opened. So it's like, you know, it's interesting.
And there are areas that are not allowing Walmart in primarily for reasons of, for example, their health care policies. As department stores go, they have, first of all, they had the lowest pay, and I haven't looked at it in probably 2 years, but they were almost half average pay of that of Costco employees. Their health care is very lacking, and most people are kept to the level where they don't need health care. And when I look back in, I think, 2007, it was about $82 million was spent in the state of California on Medicaid or support services for Walmart employees. So the government was picking up that much for health care because they were considered in poverty level. So there are some people that do not want it. There are a lot of, like Turlock, different cities have absolutely said no. Several countries have kicked them out of the country, and they're no longer allowed to do business. Like in Germany, they've been kicked out of doing business in Germany because of employee practices.
Okay, but here's what's interesting. Walmart's not the only people that do that. There are quite a few businesses that have people working 30 hours a week, and they have them working 30 hours a week deliberately, some even 38 hours. But because if you're not working 40, you don't have to provide health insurance. So I know of other places that people work 38 hours, and it stinks, but that's what happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, Walmart's not alone in that. The other thing, too, though, is with the economy the way it is, and you have a choice of working at Walmart and making some money or not making any money, you know, Walmart right now is, to me, a positive thing as an employer because at least you got a job. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a lot of strong feelings about Walmart. I just have never had. I don't really go to Walmart, so I don't know why I don't go down to Aurora Grande. I don't. I go and have lunch down there, but.
I was just explaining what the opponents are.
Oh, I understand.
With.
Oh no, I understand.
The issues are much more than a Atascadero where they, and again, the most of the opponents weren't actually opposed to Walmart. They were opposed to the city paying for infrastructure in order for Walmart to come in.
Right, right. And I understand. And I too said if I was an Atascaderan, I would be a little bit torqued at saying, okay, we're going to sort of let you get away with this and hope that the annex thing pays it back. You know, that, I mean. These days, just the economy being what it is, that's a gamble to me. That's a pretty big gamble. If it was back in the good times, you know, in the 80s, I would say, okay, that's fine. There's no question you'll make it back. But, boy, these days, you just don't know, I think. But anyway, that's interesting.
It was well, I walked out of there at 11 o'clock at night, got into my car, and I left my lights on, and my car was dead. There were several people on both sides of the fence. One of the primary people opposed it, one of the primary people proponent, both came over and worked together to get my car started.
There you go. See, when the chips are down. Boy, now see, it makes a fool out of me because I always hate the commercial that says, when the times get tough, we all come together. And I think to myself, we do? My times are tough. I don't see anybody coming together. But anyway, okay. Let's talk about, let's see, this just hit today. This rally to save the Atascadero tree mural. Did you see the story in the paper where these kids work for 2 years? Where was it? I forget where. I don't know. I forget. It was in L.A. It was somewhere in L.A., I think. And so the kids worked for 2 years to do this mural. It was San Francisco. Because they had the Golden Gate Bridge, and they had fish and birds and all this stuff. And somebody accidentally, I guess, you know, or just didn't get the word, they painted over it with primer. So they painted yellow primer over the thing. And so the kid's 2 years was shot. So who knows how these things happen. But anyway, Friends of the Tree Mural, a group of people supporting a mural on the artery in Atascadero, are planning a rally on Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at 5890 Traffic Way. Atascadero Design Review Committee has asked the owners of the artery to paint over the mural or pay $460 to appeal the committee's decision.
And let me explain this. If everybody remembers the K-Man Cyclery.
Yes.
Same thing. They had a couple bicycles on the side of the wall, and they don't have an ordinance regarding murals. They have a sign ordinance. And their sign ordinance actually gives an exemption for art. And it says, you know, unless there are, if the art has letters or numbers or your logo on it, we don't consider that art, but just straight art is not attached to the sign ordinance. In the long run, K-Man Cycler was able to keep their mural. But this is a mural of a tree. This does not say, come in here and buy something. You know what I mean? It's a mural.
Well, here's what it says right here. This is what you wrote. Atascadero's municipal code defines signs as objects designed to advertise, announce the purpose of, or identify the purpose of a person or entity, or communicate information of any kind to the public. A tree? It, however, provides an exception for decorative or architectural features of buildings, which is, this would be decorative, would it not? Is there anybody hanging from the tree or anything?
It's just a
tree.
It's kind of an abstract tree. If you look at it, there's a picture of it in the story. On CalCoastNews.com, you can look at the story, and there's a picture of the tree. But, again, the issue is they're wanting this man to pay $450. He has a small store to fight to appeal their decision that this is, you know, on the sign ordinance. And they've done this before, and it didn't work.
Well, they already know that by their own definition, it's not valid to say, okay, you're going to... This is absurd. You know, in the name of just trying to make a few bucks these days, I understand cities are in trouble, but I mean, for gosh sakes, you know, these things we organize our cities with these architectural review committees and all that. We do it for the benefit of the people of the city. Well, lately it turns out, because everybody's trying to grubble after a dime or two, you know, it's becoming, you know, the tail wagging the dog for sure. And I find it just, I find it offensive, and it's happening all kinds of cities all over the country. It's happening. And I think it's really a shame, but that's me.
And there are, I have heard, I think there's a group called the Pacific Legal Foundation. They're actually planning on coming to San Luis Obispo County and filing several lawsuits. And it was a very interesting meeting where they came and spoke to the San Luis Obispo Property Association. And several people brought up county ordinances, and they said, oh, no, that one you can't fight because it, you know, health and safety code, they can say this. Oh, no, that one's okay. And they'd bring up something in the city of Sloan, and they said, oh, no, we'd go for that. Oh, no, we could go for that. It was very interesting. The difference in the way they thought the wording was on ordinances between the city of SLO, and they are planning on coming in, planning on suing on behalf of a local homeowner here regarding a seawall issue. And there are people that are adamantly against seawalls. They say people shouldn't have built near the ocean, and if their property falls in, it falls in. Other people say, you know, if you've had this property for 100 years in your family, you'd lose your home because you can't redo your seawall. Now, the Coastal Commission, they don't have a law against seawalls. They have their rules on seawalls make it absolutely impossible for anyone to get one in.
And you can't sneak one in like the cliffs did, because the surf riders will get you, because it affects the surf or whatever it does.
And so the issue is this group has said that they have found some constitutional loopholes in the Coastal Commission's rulings on this. And using one homeowner from here, a gentleman in Cayucas, they're planning on suing the Coastal Commission on behalf of him to allow people to repair seawalls and put seawalls in. But it would be in a way that you know, because right now, if you look at Cayucas, It does look bad. You have all different colors and different types, and they're mixed match. It looks like a bad patchwork quilt.
Yeah.
But also, then you can't have it so restrictive that it's absolutely impossible, where you have $3,000 in engineering fees every year for someone to come look at your seawall. Most people cannot afford that.
Right. It's a big issue. And then I've been told by people when this was when this thing with the cliffs came up years ago, and people would call in and that knew something about all this and say, you know, the problem with putting a seawall in is that if you put a seawall in one place, the ocean then says, okay, I'm going to pound another place harder. So it actually is a detriment to, you know, somebody else if you have a seawall in. So then, of course, the question becomes, you know, can a city say, okay, we're going to seawall the whole darn thing?
And there are several cities that have infrastructure. I think it's, and I could be wrong, I think it's Santa Monica or somewhere, not Santa Monica, somewhere up in the Bay Area. They are actually battling the Coastal Commission right now because they have roads infrastructure. No, it's near the Golden Gate Bridge. It's going to fall in. And they want to put up seawall to protect serious infrastructure. Pismo Beach, the city of Pismo Beach, has some areas that they are having trouble with. And they want seawalls to protect infrastructure. So this is an issue.
Well, they just put in seawalls because they, you know, that you had sewer lines and all kinds of other stuff there that they didn't want to fall in the ocean, and it was too hard to move them. So it's an interesting issue, but you can see where people gripe on the other side. I guess, you know, there's people on the Coastal Commission that think that you shouldn't build a house because a kayaker might not like it. You know, there's a lot of strange things out there.
They also are actually, you know, they have some. There are those that think that it's going to be good. If it wipes out those houses on the coast, we can move the beach back.
Well, the thing is with the rising sea level, it's all going to happen anyway, ultimately. So, you know, it won't happen in our lifetime, but it's happening. Yeah. So the point is moot. Meat. All right, we're going to let you go now and do your work, and then I'll do some other stuff. And we'll get together again next Friday or sooner if something big breaks, eh?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Karen, very much. This has been CalcoastNews.com with Bill Benek and Karen Vealy.
News. I'm Pam Coulter. President Obama has just gotten a firsthand look at the damage from Colorado's Waldo Canyon fire and thanked firefighters for their efforts in battling what was a 24-square-mile blaze.
The devastation is enormous, and our thoughts and prayers go out to all the families who've been affected.
One person's been killed and more than 300 homes have been destroyed in the fire, but progress is reported. CBS's Stephen Kaufman is there.
Mother Nature has finally decided to give firefighters working the Waldo Canyon fire a break. Decreased winds are resulting in the fire not crossing perimeter lines, and that's likely to increase containment. Jerry Marr with the Forest Service just returned from the fire zone.
Depending on where you are, it may look a little different. You're going to still see smoke in some areas. It's going to be hazy in other areas. You're going to still see flames.
Marr says firefighter spirits are being lifted by the progress being made. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Colorado Springs.
The Justice Department has just announced Attorney General Eric Holder's decision to withhold information about a bungled gun tracking program from Congress is not a crime, and he will not be prosecuted for contempt of Congress. The House and Senate have approved legislation to fund more than $100 billion in transportation projects. It also keeps student loan rates from skyrocketing and renews flood insurance programs. CBS's Jill Jackson on Capitol Hill.
The Republicans are touting highway funding reforms that were included in the final package, including one provision that would allow states to use money reserved usually for beautification projects and bike paths for other projects that they say are deemed more worthy and necessary.
A Florida judge is pondering whether the so-called neighborhood watch shooter can get out of jail on bond again.
For prosecutor Bernie DeLarionda, it all came down to the money George and Shelley Zimmerman said they didn't have.
Told the court that they were injured when, in fact, they had over $130,000. And so I would request that the court keep this defendant under no bond.
Defense attorney Mark O'Mara tried to punch holes in the state's case, presenting evidence and testimony about Zimmerman's injuries. He says even though he didn't tell the truth about the money,
I'm asking not to require that he now spend the next year in jail
for a crime he says the state can't prove Zimmerman committed. The judge says he wants to consider the evidence. We expect a decision next week. Peter King, CBS News, Sanford, Florida.
His brother's in jail for 150 years, but Peter Madoff faces a much shorter sentence, 10, for forging records in the Ponzi scheme that cost a lot of people their life savings. The 66-year-old Madoff will also forfeit all his assets. Big day on Wall Street, CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
We got a relief rally on Wall Street because this unexpected plan from European leaders appears to be a step in the right direction in terms of solving the region's economic problems. It shows that the leaders are trying to work together.
The Dow up 265 points, NASDAQ ahead 81. This is CBS News.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whip up agents like lemon meringue, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? It takes a fiery disposition to run a restaurant and a fiery flambé to ruin it. True. But with the Farmers Business Owners Policy, your restaurant has coverage for all the times a flambé misfires and the one time it misfires onto a customer's lap.
If you want answers about business insurance, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Now at the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings, get a GE high-efficiency top-load washer or electric dryer for a special buy of just $499 each. Major savings on a feature-packed appliance so you get a lot more bang for your budget this 4th of July. All thanks to Red, White, and Blue Savings, like $499 for a GE washer or dryer. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
We have smartphones. When will we get smart homes? From flying cars to robot housekeepers.
You're the best, Rosie.
You betcha, Mr. J.
We've dreamt about smart homes, but how close are Americans to using the Internet to manage everything from heating rooms to washing clothes? Dr. Dana Anderson says many experts she surveyed say consumers are still turned off by the cost and complexity.
We don't want any more complexity in our lives than we already have. When we go home, we just want to relax.
But about half surveyed think smart homes are inevitable. Heather Bosch, CBS News. It's not the Enterprise, but a vehicle featured in the Star Trek TV show sold for just over $70,000 in an online auction. An Akron area collector had been storing the 24-foot-long Galileo shuttlecraft for a few years before putting it up for auction. The auctioneer expects the buyer to restore the fake shuttlecraft and put it on display. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
Now at the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings, get a GE high-efficiency top-load washer or electric dryer for a special buy of just $499 each. Major savings on a feature-packed appliance so you get a lot more bang for your budget this 4th of July. All thanks to Red, White, and Blue Savings, like $499 for a GE washer or dryer. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade. Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center. Caring for the loved ones that you care about.
They're caring for the loved ones you care about right there, Country Oaks. They are on Chapel Street in Santa Maria. Let me tell you about, this is, you're with Bill Benecker first, let me tell you that. And this is Talk is Cheap, and this is 1340 KYMS, San Luis Obispo, California, 92401. And we have Talk is Cheap. I just told you that. Okay, that's what we're doing. And so it's my news and commentary for the day, and here's my commentary on Spencer's Fresh Market because they have a choice thing going on. So this is great for the weekend. How can you go wrong with this for the weekend? You have Spencer's own cheddar, jalapeno, or linguica sausage, Spencer's Baja fillets, prairie fresh natural pork, baby back pork ribs, or beef tri-tip, untrimmed, and it's just $3.99 a pound. You get your choice of that, and you might want to take one of each. Because, you know, that would be a really good barbecue right there. All right, so you got that. Then you got all the great stuff. You can get you some nectarines for 99 cents a pound. You get some cantaloupe for 99 cents each. They have honeydew melons that are 2 pounds for a dollar. What else you got to cook up? Oh, here, you want to have this with your steak. Whole mushrooms. They have whole mushrooms, two for $3 in the 8-ounce package. And they got cilantros in case you're doing tacos and stuff. And they have, and they got seafood. They got the deli department that's got all the great stuff in it. They got the butcher shop that, and you're going to do this for me, please, one time. They grind their own hamburger meat, and it makes a difference. You can taste it. You'll like it. Trust me. Trust me. I'm having a meatloaf tonight myself, made with Spencer's ground beef. Anyway, so Spencer's has all the stuff that you need, and they have it at a better price than lots of other people have it. I got to tell you, you're going to save money at Spencer's in 5 locations on the Central Coast in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Arroyo Grande, Santa Maria, and Atascadero. You'll save some dough. Save some dough. All right, let's see what's going on here in our world. Let's see what's happening and why it is. Well, we got the healthcare thing in the news until, you know, you want to go crazy. But that's to be expected, I suppose. And Abel Maldonado's already saying, you know, we should ditch it and the whole thing. All right. Let's see what else we got. Holder, just as we were leaving yesterday, as I was leaving it too, contempt of Congress over the gun thing. It's, I don't know. I wish I could get as upset as other people do about some things. Okay. Says political arguments won't stop here. You think? Okay, it's just so much. Now, here's an interesting thing. They did a survey. They studied a bunch of people. They asked them questions, and they said not only do more than 80 million Americans believe that UFOs exist, but many are not afraid of an alien dropping in. A lot of people think that if the aliens came, they'd be like E.T. You know, they'd be nice little guys, you know. And, you know, then, of course, there's the other people that think they'd be really bad news. Some of the movies that have been out recently, you'd understand that. We don't know. Maybe they'd be like giant amoebas or something. We don't know what somebody else looks like. Something else looks like. We have no idea. All right. A New Mexico woman was arrested and spent a night in jail for not returning the book Twilight and a DVD set, The Twilight Saga, New Moon, back to the library on time. She owed $36, and she hasn't returned them since 2010. So they picked her up for $36, and they didn't say they have $36. They just threw her in the pokey overnight, which is a little strange when you think about it. Okay. And then police in Maryland said a man had been charged with assault for using a slingshot to fire glass marbles at a speed camera van. I don't know what a speed camera van is. Is that a cop van, I guess, with a speed camera? Is that what I understand that is? Okay. So anyway, he was shooting marbles at it because he had gotten 2 tickets. He was trying to get it back. I'll show you. Hey, by the way, do you know that we have traffic cameras in San Luis Obispo? Did I tell you this? We do. I know where one is. Now, don't be confused. There's other things on top of the poles that look like, you know, that look camera-ish, but they're not. They're to change the light for the firemen and the police. But we have, I know one is at the corner of Monterey and Grand Avenue. Just in case you were thinking of running the light, I just wanted to let you know that. I guess there's more in town. I don't know where they are. I try not to run lights, so I don't really worry about it. But anyway, other things that are going on. Any things that are happening. Stockton finally is seeking bankruptcy protection. That's a huge city to go belly up, I'll tell you. That's really amazing. But we have a state that might have to go belly up. So, you know, if a city goes belly up, it may be nothing after a while. And that also, 65 parks were spared, including Morro Bay, from the cutting block, chopping block, because Brown found some money or something. I don't know where. He decided he took it from someplace and put it into the parks. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Then here's there's a lawsuit now. This is so here's what happened. The governor was trying to get his tax hike initiative first on the ballot. And so now he's being sued by some group because they say, well, that's an unfair advantage. If you're first on the ballot, it's usually better. What if people don't want the tax hike and it's first on the ballot? They'll notice it right away and say no. But okay, whatever. I don't know. Makes little sense to me, but anyway. And the state ballot's going to be crowded with initiatives, for gosh sakes. So there's the governor's tax measure, increase income tax for all Californians on a sliding scale for 12 years. This is Munger's tax measure. A water bond for $11 billion. State budget requires a two-year budget cycle for state government. State Senate repeals the new state Senate maps drawn by an independent citizens panel. Business tax repeals a 2009 provision that lets multi-state companies choose the cheaper of two formulas for calculating their California tax liability. Death penalty abolishes the death penalty. Three strikes allows a life sentence on a third strike conviction only when the new conviction is for a serious or violent crime. Human trafficking, genetically modified chow, and auto insurance scales back the restrictions that prevent insurance companies from setting auto insurance rates based upon the driver's history of coverage. Oh, I see. So, you know, if you've been driving around, if you've been obviously driving and you haven't had insurance, the insurance companies don't like that. And so they want to charge you more for that. I'm not sure why that is, but I'll ask Mike. I'll ask, how can you go wrong with a guy named Wright? So I'll ask Mike Wright, and I'll say, Mikey, why would that be? I guess because they know you're breaking the law. Like, that would be it. I know you're breaking the law. Okay. And here's a mope. Federal prosecutors in Southern California say a Santa Fe Springs city councilman has pleaded guilty to taking thousands of dollars in bribes from a marijuana person trying to get a marijuana dispensary in. Okay. Other things going on. Other things happening. Here it is right here. On Stolen Valor Act, court protects lies about military medals. Six justice majority of the Supreme Court agreed with the appeals court that it's overly broad and posed a threat to First Amendment rights by criminalizing speech. There's no way it's not going to bother veterans. There's just no way it's not going to bother veterans. You know, you have to understand veterans respect each other. And they respect what the other veteran's done and what he's been awarded and what he's earned. And, boy, that's a bad taste in your mouth right there, I got to tell you the truth. And dozens upon dozens of homes have been destroyed in Colorado in this crazy fire, and this thing's just a maelstrom, you know, that creates its own, makes its own wind, and it makes its own terribleness. And one of the problems was a thunderstorm that came through. You thought to yourself, well, that ought to help. It didn't. It created more wind and made it worse and took out a whole neighborhood because of the amount of wind that was involved in it. So it's just, they don't have this thing even close to contained. Anywhere near contained. I think 5% at one point they had, and I think they lost that. So anyway, one person has died in the Colorado fires. They were found in a house, the remains of a house. Guess what's happened now? Since the 1920s and the automobile, suburbs have grown faster than cities. People have actually been leaving the cities to go to the suburbs, as we know. But for the first time now, probably because of the economy, they're guessing the growth in cities is greater than it is in the suburban areas. Well, that's because everybody's lost their house. So they have to move close to work. Now, this is really weird. Just weird stuff here. Plant geneticists say they have discovered an answer to a near-universal question. Why are tomatoes usually so tasteless? And they have this thing about the genetic makeup of the makeup. See, the genetic makeup of the tomato right now. Now, is this Frankenfood? Is this what we're talking about again? I don't know. So here's the deal. The reason they say it's no good now is because what they were concentrating on was not flavor in tomatoes. What they were concentrating on was making them uniformly red. because tomatoes aren't, you know, if you look at a what do they call those things, heirlooms. If you look at an heirloom tomato, they're not uniformly any color. So that's what other tomatoes would look like if they hadn't, you know, ultimately been altered. But they say that they can actually be altered so they taste good. You know, you get a lot of flavor from them. And that's a good point. You know, a lot of tomatoes don't have a lot of flavor. But every night, but you get with some of those heirloom jobs, boy, holy cow. They're yummy. They're yum, yum, yum. All right. This is interesting, too. This is in Mexico in the election. Mexican cartels work to sway the vote. These are these drug cartels. These are these terrible people, you know. They're trying to, decide who's going to become the next president of Mexico, which must mean that somebody, if they like somebody, that means you shouldn't like them. That's all I can say. That would things to me. They had a weird thing in Israel that made no sense. I have to admit, I don't understand it at all. It was a Miss Holocaust survivor, and so the Miss Holocaust survivor was crowned. So there's 14 women who were Holocaust survivors that were in this competition to be Miss Holocaust survivor, and I don't get it. It just seems very awkward and odd, and I don't understand. I mean, you can recognize the suffering these people went through, you know, and the pain and the agony and the whole thing. But a contest? Yeah. Iran's sanctions about to get even tougher. The big thing they're going to do is they're going to slash Iran's foreign sales of oil by more than half by shutting down their ability to use the banks. So that would cost Iran about $4 billion a month if they can, you know, cut back the oil. What, can't we just have them send it here make a deal? Let's make a deal of some kind. All right, maybe not. And here's, not surprisingly, in the last couple of years, Washington has earmarked a bigger chunk of its aid to Pakistan for civilian projects. They say that the Pakistanis basically hate our guts, you know, with the missiles and whatnot and the predator drones and everything. They don't like us. And yet, you know, so we're dumping money into these civil projects to try to buy their friendship, which is so far not working at all. But that's, you know, it's worth a shot, I guess. It's always worth a try, as strange as it may be. Instead of news now, we have full-page ads for different things. Here's, you know, buying the gold, silver, platinum. Over here is BevMo. There's just a little bit of news in the newspaper these days. Let me see what CNN's got up their sleeve. We're right there. I found out about Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes separating. At Wimbledon, the U.S. hopefuls fall, so we didn't do good there. Here's the Postal Service closures are going to start next week, so let's take a look at that. Next week. U.S. Postal Service will begin consolidating and closing parts of some of 48 mail processing plants begin as early as next week after a last-minute effort to halt the consolidations failed on Friday. American Postal Workers Union has asked the services regulator, the Postal Regulatory Commission, to halt the consolidations while appeals a plan to shrink the network and workforce and to slow down the delivery of mail most consumers use. And, you know, this is interesting, too, because I was in the paper here a few days ago and stuff, and they said that a majority of people said, well, you know, cut back, you know, forget the Saturday Postal Service, you know, and people that would get something on a Saturday, make sure they get it Friday. But anyway, they're talking about, in addition to plant closures, which will ultimately slow the delivery of the first-class mail that most Americans use, the Postal Service has trimmed staff and offered buyouts and retirement packages to 21,000 postmasters as well as 45,000 mail handlers who sort and transport mail. The health care mandate is a major liability for the Postal Service. Officials have said they won't have the cash to make a $5.5 billion payment that's due August 1st or the $5.6 billion payment that's due September 30th. Yeah, I would imagine they don't have that, wouldn't you? Surprise.
6 out of 10 people with hearing loss are men. 60% of men with hearing loss are under retirement age. Problems following a conversation or the need to keep the TV or radio turned up are symptoms of hearing loss. Most men don't include a hearing evaluation as part of their routine health care checkups. Certain medical conditions can affect men's hearing. Hearing loss is twice as common in adults with diabetes, and hearing loss may be associated with heart disease in older adults. This important message has been brought to you by Karen Scott Audiology.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers around the world, and we never know exactly when we'll have a full house. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, phone calls, emails back home, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Donate today at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
California style, what's happening?
I pour it San Luis Obispo.
Strictly reggae music in a California style.
Big up, this is Vance from Resonation. 95.3 The Beach presents the Sunday Night Sound Clash every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on the FM dial. Select a Drake, mixing it up with 100% vinyl, 100% live, and 100% no playlist. We'll check that in a freestyle. For more information, check out iPowerSound.com.
Right. And bless up the sponsor, Stack Sandwiches, the best sandwich in town. Check them out.
Yes, sir. I drink the iPower Sound.
95.3 The Beach in Pismo, 100.5 in Templeton.
Nicing it up every Sunday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. iPower Sound Champion. Huh. 100% reggae music, 100% vinyl, 100% local direct, and it's live.
Tell a friend.
95.3 The Beach.
Pat's Klein today, and I fall to pieces. We're gonna play something here in a little bit because it's just I'm gonna get a kick out of it. I think we're gonna see if we're gonna get a kick out of it. It's you know the Wizards of Winter that did the Trans-Siberian Orchestra that did Wizards of Winter. They have a new album out, and it's called Beethoven's Last Night. So Mephistopheles' Return. I can say it. I can say this too. I can tell you about Charter. Get ready for the future of TV with Charter TV, with more HD, more on demand, and more ways to watch TV. It'll ever be the same. You now have over 100 HD channels available, access to over 1,500 HD on-demand titles, including movies in 3D. Watch on your phone, your tablet, or other devices with Apple and Android apps for ePix, HBO, Go, MaxGo, BTN2Go, and CNN. Stream tons of movie shows and more from the internet connecting devices with your homes on Charter.net. Experience the future of TV now. Get Charter TV starting from only $29.99 a month when bundled. Limited time offer. Bundle prices $89.97 a month year one. Must bundle with required services. TV equipment required. Extra install and other fees extra. Services not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Get smarter and get Charter. That's it right there. All right. The disclaimer is about to drive you crazy, man. It's about to drive you nuts. All right. Let's do this. I'm going to play this. I'm going to play this now. This is Mephistopheles' Return. See if we like it.
In every life it has
They're singing?
There comes a time to join the tent. Admit there is no second chance, and join death in a final dance. Across the floor, eternity, until the final moment's bled. And in the dark, to take his hand, accept that it is time to.
That's really weird. That's I was afraid of that because they can be really weird. So here's what I'm gonna do, just for the heck of it, though. I'm gonna play the one that we were very familiar with, and it's just completely cool. And I wish everything they had ever done was this cool, but it actually hasn't been so far. Including that. We'll be right back. Blues in Winter by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It was too bad because that's just so darn good, and that's the best thing they did so far. You have that, though. It happened to you. You're Bill Benneke, Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYMS, your new station, San Luis Obispo. I'm gonna work with the engineer. We're gonna see about what we can do. Maybe do a delay of some kind. See that we tape everything we do every day anyway because we record. And we don't tape anything anymore. We record it, and for the podcast. So the question is, there a way to slow it down somehow? In sports, Kentucky and North Carolina each had four players selected in the first round of the draft, of the NBA draft, which is pretty cool. And then, sadly, former Cal Poly star Ben Bruce fell short Thursday in his bid to go to the Olympics in the steeplechase. He came in fifth. And Jordan Hasse, formerly of Mission Prep, is in the runoffs for the 1,500 meter. So that's good. Nadal is stunned at Wimbledon. You ready for this? Nadal at Wimbledon stunned by player ranked number 100. So if that's the case, how many people are there? 7 billion people in the United States? I'm ranked 7 billion. 7 billion. Right there. And then once again, the 16-year-old Zach Stevens improved his entry time at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials in Omaha. On Thursday, Stevens, who was representing the Puma Aquatic Team finished the 200-meter event in 2 minutes 19 and 52 one-hundredths of a second. There they have. They decide what to do with that runoff with the two women that were just, they were exactly in the thousandths of a second, they were dead even. They were going to flip a coin or have them do a runoff. I think the runoff makes more sense to me, but that doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen, but it seems to make more sense. Yeah, and Van Pelt takes the lead at the AT&T National. Yes, we cover. We don't. I know. I don't cover ice hockey. I'm sorry. I'd say I should, but I shouldn't necessarily. All right. Twin Cities Hospital CEO to retire. Rick Lyons' last day will be July 6th, which is next Friday. This reminder: July 4th coming up next Wednesday. I shan't be here, but I'll be back on Thursday. All right. In Paso Robles, you know, they're trying to get public input on what they want in a new chief. And one of the things they say, they'd like to have him speak Spanish and reach out to the community. That'd be a change. Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't know if that's speaking Spanish. That's a kind of a tough requirement because, to get somebody that's bilingual and that's also qualified to be a chief of police, I think is not the easiest thing in the world. Governor speeds up cuts to Cal Grant program. Starting this fall, college students will be getting less financial aid from California. Brown vetoed $195 million in overall spending approved by the legislature, a move that will save more than $22 million by speeding up reductions in Cal Grant program for college students. Yeah, which is okay because, you get out of college, you're going to be a bartender anyway and stuff. For what we learned yesterday, what was the most was truckers. People getting out of college with their bachelor's degree becoming truckers. Okay. Humboldt County has a musical that explores, it's called Mary Jane, which, of course, is a nickname for marijuana. And so the musical explores the highs and lows of marijuana. Never heard about the lows. Heard about the highs. Here's a guy who's 102 years old, got his American citizenship. Okay. He came to California as a teenager in 1928 to pick lettuce. Anyway, Joaquin Guzman, he's all happy about becoming a citizen at 102. It is cool. People want to become citizens of the United States. I'm trying to tell you about that. All right, let me see what else is going on with CNN. Because stuff comes in fast. Stuff comes in fast and furious. Let's not use the term fast and furious. That just conjures up bad memories for people. And controversy. Heavens knows. All right, let's see what else we got going on. This was really weird. Here, this multimillionaire guy who has been interviewed before on TV. and he climbed Mount Everest. That's what he was being interviewed about. He climbed Mount Everest, and then he did some other stuff. Anyway, here's this guy that was interviewed by the news people. I didn't recognize his name at all, but anyway. So then his home caught fire. He had a multi-million dollar home that caught fire. And what was weird was, and the fire people, the inspectors and whatever you call them, the investigators said, and he was on TV being interviewed, and he said, it's a good thing I had a scuba tank in my room with a little bit of air left in it and a ladder. And so the investigator said, this is the first time we've ever heard of anybody escaping a fire with a scuba tank and a ladder. And by the time they got done investigating the whole thing, they decided he's the one that set the fire. He goes to court. He gets found guilty of arson, and they assume at this point that he took something while he was in court. That as soon as they said that, he took something like cyanide or something, because he, and a couple seconds later, dropped dead. So how weird is that? That sounds like a Alfred Hitchcock show there. That's what happened. All right, other people in the news. We know that George Zimmerman's, of course, seeking a new bond. It's going to be a lot higher than it was. That's all that we know. Keisha gets a tattoo where? I don't know. It's not important. Here's a 31 victims ID'd an Air Force sex scandal. I didn't know the Air Force was having a sex scandal. There's always something, you know what I mean? Can't keep up on all of them. Here is this is actually a story we can listen to. I won't promise you how long it's going to take to listen to it, but we can listen to it because the Air Force has now identified at least 31 women as victims in a growing sex scandal.
Raise your hand if you've got savings whiplash. You know, from car insurance companies shouting, save $500 over here.
No, save $300 over here.
Wait, save $400 right here. With so many places offering so much buck saving, where do you start? Well, Esurance was born online, raised by technology, and majors in efficiency. So they're actually built to save you money. And time. And whiplash. Esurance. Insurance for the modern world. Click or call.
A drill instructor charged with rape. A master sergeant accused of giving alcohol and having sex with a young female recruit. The Air Force is reeling from a spreading sex scandal.
There is a cabal of persons at Lackland that are sexual predators.
Two more airmen have been charged, and now a dozen boot camp instructors are under investigation at the Texas base.
They are people that feel that it's okay to train these recruits and then force them to have sex with them.
Prosecutors only charged one airman with raping a recruit he was training at Lackland Air Base. Four others are accused of sexual misconduct, with more being investigated.
The basic training environment in particular is honestly a target-rich environment for sexual predators.
Anu Bhagwati is a former Marine Corps officer who says there's no such thing as instructors having consensual sex with young female recruits.
You have that relationship with your instructor, which is based on fear and intimidation. If that's the person you're asking help from, well, it becomes a very bizarre scenario.
One of the alleged victims testified that her instructor was like a father to me. Another said of the military training instructors, they're MTIs, and you don't say no to them. The Air Force investigation is spreading to four bases, but the problem goes beyond one branch of service.
Sexual assault has no place in the military.
The Pentagon estimates there are 19,000 sexual assaults each year, but only a small percentage of these military crimes are actually reported, and less than 8% go to a court-martial.
We take every alleged incident such as this extremely seriously, and we investigate them thoroughly.
To be fair, many instructors at Lackland have behaved professionally.
They always made us feel safe. We never felt uncomfortable.
But some critics say unit commanders are not equipped to investigate sexual assault accusations.
It's too much of, we can't let this out. We've got to somehow, you know, sweep it under the carpet.
Even Defense Secretary Panetta admits that sometimes at the local level, these matters are simply swept aside. That's why the Pentagon is creating a special victims unit within each branch of service. The goal is to get highly trained experts who know how to collect evidence and, more importantly, interview survivors of sexual assault to handle these cases independently. Chris Lawrence, CNN, the Pentagon.
You hate to hear stories that you hate to hear stories about the military. You hate to hear that kind of stuff. But actually, they've said, and I've been shocked by it when they've said that the assault rate in the military could be as high as 1 in 5 women. And again, it's so weird. If you look at the environment, I look at the environment that I was in. And there was no waves to begin with. There was no waves, so that would have made one difference, I suppose. But I never heard of people that were stationed with waves. I never heard about them. You know, there would be if you had heard about rapes taking place. You would have heard it, but I never heard anything about it. I'm not going to say it never happened. It must have happened, but I don't know. This 1 in 5 is absurd. The heck is that? And the really sad part is, and that former Marine officer said, it's really hard when someone's in boot camp and you put them in that kind of a position, because you know they feel like, well, as the one girl said, you know, you don't say no, and it does, it puts them in. And the other thing, see, it's easy to say to someone in that position, well, I'll make sure you get through boot camp, you know, do this for me, and I'll make sure you'll get through boot camp, because you know everybody worries about not getting through boot camp and getting set back and all that. In case you didn't know, that's what happens in boot camp. If you get too many demerits, we'll call them that. If you get too many demerits, then you actually have to go back a few weeks and do those weeks over. And nobody wants to do more boot camp, so that's why. Anyway, it's a shame to hear it though. It really is. All right, other stuff that's going on. Oh, the big circus is here. Circus Vargas is over at the Madonna, and they got the big tent and everything. That's exciting. Now, can I say something? Now, hopefully they've changed their ways. Okay, I want you to know this, but I don't know. I don't know. But one of the most appalling things that I've ever encountered was the honey huts. They had like a trailer of honey huts. And were the honey huts at Circus Vargas. They were absolutely appalling. And so this is where guys were lucky, because they just say, fine, I'm going behind a tree somewhere. It was just, so if you're male or female, I don't care what you are, I'd go before I went to the circus. So I'm telling you. Maybe they've completely changed the whole thing. I don't know. But it was so bad, to this day, I still want to puke. I'm serious. How bad it was. All right, other things are happening. Yeah, the honey huts. Smell funny. So here's a somebody from, what is this? What is Slate? I've never heard of Slate. Anyway, she's writing an article that basically says if Romney wins, he can still scrap Obamacare, which is true. It's just kind of really crazy. And the weird part is, here's the thing. Look, we got to quote something here, because this is the part, if there was anything in the part of this whole thing that I thought was going to get shot down, I think a lot of people did, was the idea of having to be it mandatory that you have to pay for health insurance through a private insurer. And so, but here's a quote from Chief Justice John Roberts, who was the guy that kind of put this thing over the top. It is reasonable to construe that Congress has done as increasing taxes on those who choose to go without health insurance, such as within Congress's power to tax. So they're saying it's within the power of Congress to say, yes, you have to have health insurance. Wow. Kind of like the Arizona, the part of the Arizona law they upheld. It's weird. Sorry, it's weird. Other people in the news. Here they have things, a health care victory for all Americans. These are opinions. A win for Obama's, a weapon for the GOP. High Court makes right call. Obamacare ruling taxes credence. On and on it goes. All right. Other people that are in the news today, people that have written in. Here's some other people that have written to the SanLuisObispo.com. I already have health insurance, so I won't be taxed an extra cent. And thanks for to far fewer people relying on the emergency room as their source of primary care. And, of course, not paying the bill, my health care costs will be going down. Landmark decision. First of all, the real reason that Republicans oppose the individual mandate is accepting it would be a political win for Obama. Of course, we need health insurance reform. We need more competition, lower rates. Which is, I think so too. I mean, I don't know if this is the end all to end alls, what we have at the moment. But I really, really, really believe that that has to happen. Now, here's something I didn't know. I'll admit I didn't know this. So let's say we assume Chris is right. All right, he may not be, but let's just say that he's got his numbers right. Well, my friend told me she just wrote a check for $1,300 to the Mid-State Fair for her three children to show their animals and what the money was for. I was outraged. I never knew the kids had to pay for their stall space and to show their animals. They also pay $600 a week to camp in their RV, no electricity, no water, just the space. This year they will be paying a whopping 14% of the fair for the sale of their animals, an increase from 10%. If the fair needs revenue, they need to find it elsewhere and stay out of these kids and their families' pocketbooks. Holy cow. Somebody's trying to call in to me, and I'm not answering the phone this week, so you might as well stop trying to call in, because I'm not answering the phone until I can figure out how I can do it safely. Okay? Dang, I'm sorry. I can't pay the fine that would be levied, so I'm not going to get near it. And that's the truth right there. All right, other things are going on. The changing face of work was in the business section today, and what they're basically saying is that middle management has almost all but disappeared. It's gone the way of the dodo bird, and sadly, because then all you have now is executives making way too much money, and then you have the people that are doing the work making way too little money, and never the twain shall meet. So it's a shame, really, but not surprising. Now, they had a thing about reverse mortgage and how risky it can be for some people. Here's why. This is why it's risky for some people. You have to read it. They say that what happens is a lot of people, once they get a reverse mortgage, you still have a house that is owned by a bank, so you still have property taxes, of course, and you have insurance. And they say a lot of people they somehow fall behind on that when they get a reverse mortgage. They go into arrears on their taxes and their insurance, so they just fail to have insurance. And I think part of the problem is I'm going to say this to you. I think part of the problem is the people that provide the service. It really has to be. It's one of these things where it really has to be spelled out, and because a lot of times it's seniors. And they have to be told and be able to understand what the heck's going on, I think. So anyway, so it's I always thought a reverse mortgage might be a good idea for seniors, because you stay in the house till the last of you is gone. Anyway, other things that are happening. Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation said its board has approved a plan to split into two companies, one containing struggling newspaper and book publishing business, and the other compromising faster-growing entertainment operations. So as we talked about this conglomerate thing yesterday and how interesting that was, because it was just quite surprising. All right, other things are happening. Well, I just think the big news today for sure is Katie and Tom wrapping it up after all these years since 2006. So that's how long it's been. All right. For Tom, this song doesn't hold water today.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and
I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hey, have a great weekend. Have a good time at the circus if you're going. And just have a great time. And then we'll get together on Monday at noon's o'clock and we'll talk again. Until then, my dear trails, be happy ones and don't believe everything you hear here because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Bye, 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 bye.